This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. The world's largest spiritual and cultural gathering, Mahakumbh, in Prayagraj will conclude today on the auspicious day of Mahashivaratri. Over 65 crore 50 lakh devotees and pilgrims have taken the dip so far, as millions are taking the holy dip at various ghats of Triveni Sangam, the confluence of Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati rivers. A rare celestial alignment that occurs only once in 144 years adds to the specialty of Mahakumbh this year. Special arrangements have been made by the authorities to ensure that the event is safe, secure and memorable. Now we go over live to our correspondent Adarsh in Prayagraj. Adarsh, what is the energy level, the enthusiasm amongst the devotees today on the final day of Mahakumbh?
The excitement amongst the devotees is at its peak. The crowd is full of energy and it seems that their energy is also fueled by the festival of Mahashivratri today. And since it's the last day, more and more people are excited to be a part of this spiritual mega event. You can see the excitement amongst the people despite being so tired after walking a long distance. And over 65 crore devotees have arrived today. It is expected that number will also cross around 66 crore and we might see a bigger jump from even that.
Thank you, Adarsh, for your update. Railway is set to operate more than 350 trains from Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh for the Mahakumbh devotees on the occasion of Mahashivratri today. The Railways Ministry said special arrangements have been made to run additional trains after the Mahashivratri snan and extra rakes have been stationed near Prayagraj for use. The entire railway operation is being closely monitored by Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and the Chairman of the Railway Board Satish Kumar. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings to the countrymen on the auspicious occasion of Mahashivratri today. In a social media post, the President prayed that the blessings of the Supreme God Mahadev remain on all citizens and India continues to move ahead on the path of progress. In a social media post, Vice President Dhankar wished that the grace of Lord Shiva remain on the entire universe, and with his blessings, India proceed on the path of progress and prosperity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi prayed that this divine occasion dedicated to Lord Shiva bring happiness, prosperity and good health to the citizens. In his social media post, he expressed optimism that the festival strengthens the resolve for a developed India. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has sought responses on a draft policy to conduct two board examinations for Class 10 from the academic session 2025-26. In the draft policy, the CBSE proposed to conduct board exams of Class 10 in two phases, with the first phase taking place from February to March and the second phase in May. The CBSE has urged the stakeholders to submit their responses by the 9th of next month. CBSE has added that the draft policy has been developed following the two recommendations of the National Education Policy, NEP 2020. A Controller and Auditor General of India, CAG, report has said that the Aam Aadmi Party, AAP's government's liquor policy in Delhi, caused a loss of over 2,000 crore rupees to government exchequer. The CAG report said that the Delhi government suffered cumulative losses of more than 2,000 crore rupees due to the 2021-2022 excise policy. According to the report, the audit observed several discrepancies in the AAP government's excise policy to supply liquor to the National Capital Territory of Delhi. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy cricket, England will face Afghanistan in a crucial Group B encounter at the Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore, Pakistan, this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. IST. The highly anticipated clash is a do-or-die contest as the losing team will be eliminated from the tournament. And the Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to the great revolutionary freedom fighter Veer Savarkar on his death anniversary today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.